Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Berlin Vilfort, and welcome to Solomon Wise. So it's been 2 weeks since I recorded a podcast. I don't know. I've been procrastinating. That's the story. And then, period. That's it. It's my fault, and I take full responsibility for it. So now that it's said, let's get back to the game. Today I want to talk to you guys about Proverb 18 verse 15. So go ahead, tune to Proverb 18 verse 6 verse 15 and see what you captured, what you get from this particular proverb. But I'm going to share what my insight on it. I'm going to share what I got as I read it, and then it's like, hey, this is what I got. So Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15 says, "The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." See, when I first saw this proverb, I'm like, okay, well, you know, it should be flipped. It should be like, the ear of the wise seeks knowledge, and then the heart acquires the knowledge. The heart of the prudent acquires the knowledge. But I'm not sure why it's in this order. But to me, it seems like you kind of have to go out and seek for knowledge first. It's like this proverb that says, the wise stores up knowledge. You have to be wise, you have to be prudent in order for knowledge to enter your heart. See, your ears have to be ready. Your ears have to be out there seeking the conversation that brings life into your life, that brings positivity into your life. You know what I mean? You can't engage in all type of conversation after you read this proverb, after you take this proverb serious and go out and gossip and talk all kind of, you know, all kind of gibberish. I don't want to say gibberish, but whatever. I'm sure you know what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, you get into gossipy type conversation with your co-workers, you know, negativity, complaining type conversation with your spouse, how this is not working, how this is not working. After you read this proverb and get serious and take it serious and take it, allow this proverb to touch your heart, into your heart, you should read it out loud. I think you should read this proverb out loud so your ears can actually hear the knowledge, and then you can allow your heart to accept it, grasp it, and acquires that knowledge. Once that happened, when somebody come to you and start talking about, oh, how bad the weather is out, the news, the negativity is going on in the news right now. Well, your ears is seeking knowledge. Your ears is not seeking things of destruction. Your ears are not seeking things that was going to bring you down at an energy level. You know, you're bringing your energy down, bringing your mind down. You know what I mean? So this proverb is very important. It's telling me, this is what this proverb is telling me. Pay attention to what you're hearing. Pay attention to the conversation that you get into. Pay attention to what you watch. Pay attention to the music that you listen to. Because if this music, if this news that you're listening to is not bringing knowledge into your ears, then you're not wise. If you're not allowed the things that you got to filter everything that enters your conscious mind. You know, today, Netflix membership today, you know, the music that the kids listen to today is, if you have a membership to iTunes or whatever, Amazon Music or whatever, some of the stuff that you might be listening to, it's costing you more than the price that you're actually paying for that type of service. You know what I mean? Netflix today is actually costing us more then we're actually paying for it. If you're paying like $15 a month for Netflix and you binge watching a bunch of shows every weekend, well, that's right there. It's actually costing you a lot more. You're allowing your ears to seek out things that aren't based on knowledge. You know what I mean? So now that's not true for everyone, but for a lot of us, Netflix is costing us more than the price we're paying for it. So the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge. Once you go out and filter everything that you allow to enter your ears, then that's when the knowledge enter your ears, and then you capture it in your mind, intellectual mind, and then you allow it to drip into your heart. Once your heart captured it, acquires the knowledge, that's when you're able to use that knowledge, to take action on that knowledge. See, when it comes to vision, you know, I always hear vision, you know, you got to have a vision for this, you got to have a vision. It wasn't until I allow this knowledge, this Proverb 29 verse 18, wisdom, knowledge to enter my heart. I read it out loud to myself. I read it silently when I read the book of Proverbs over and over again. But it wasn't until I allowed this knowledge to enter my heart that's when I began to develop vision for certain areas of my life. So there you have it, my friend. Your ears must be ready and seeking out knowledge. And your heart must be ready. And you must allow this knowledge to drip down to your heart. And capture it. That's how your heart acquires this knowledge. And that's how you're able to use knowledge. You know, they say that knowledge is not power. Acquired knowledge is power. I mean, applied knowledge is power. Well, you can gain intellectual knowledge, but if it doesn't touch your heart, you can read books after books. You can read all kind of stuff about business until these ideas, you allow them to drip to your heart. You can listen to audiobooks all the time. You can go out and seek out knowledge. But until this knowledge, you allow it to drip down on your heart, touch your heart, then it's going to be difficult for you to apply it. So that's my thinking on this proverb. That's just my quick insight, because I actually just read it. And these thoughts just came to mind, and I'm like, okay, you know, I haven't done a podcast for like 2 weeks, so here I am. I'm going to record a podcast and just post it and share it with y'all guys. All right, so I think that's all. And read this proverb for yourself and see what you captured, and see if you can allow these words to touch your heart, and see if you can actually find ways to applies these truth of God in your life. And that's my hope for you, and that's the hope for myself too. That's the goal, is to be able to read these and allow them to touch my heart, and able to apply them in my life, and see great fruition. All right, there you have it, my friend. Keep it cool and breezy, stay wise, and God bless. Berlin Vilfort, I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.